Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Medium's Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a few minutes to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline for the best possible reception, because sometimes cell phones can be a little wonky. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them online at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z, so hugs with a Z. Our guest medium tonight is Bobby Allison, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a few updates. There's a webinar with Jeff Kane on April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time called Making Our Way Through Confusion. So if you have questions like, is my loved one with me, or am I just imagining things to help me cope, or maybe you're wondering if you're closing out possibilities that might reveal deeper realities, this webinar addresses all those questions and more from the point of view of an individual who has walked this path. It's not intended to be a session for therapy, but more of a sharing experience that might provide a little bit of practical help for you. So not to be missed. Then we have our Summer Solstice Raffle, and the drawing will be on June 20th. So you'll enter for a chance to win as many as five medium readings with our participating Forever Family certified mediums. The mediums participating are John Holland, Sandra O'Hara, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nohavik, and Angelina Diana. And just an FYI, one $5 ticket gives you five chances to win a reading, because each ticket is in the pool for each drawing for all five mediums. So there's a much higher chance that you'll actually win a reading, or maybe even possibly, if you're lucky, more than one. And then lastly, there's a new book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at the mediums who have been tested and certified through Forever Family Foundation, like myself and our guest tonight, Bobby Allison, and what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for, because unfortunately, not all mediums are legit, as a lot of us have actually experienced. So several mediums from the Forever Family Foundation have also actually contributed stories to the book, and all of the profits from the book will go right back to the Forever Family Foundation. So pick up a copy, because I really think you guys are going to like it. And for more information about us or the events that I just mentioned, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get into our show for tonight. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio, and all the mediums who are guests in the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and you can get information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified at our website. So we'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we're very much looking forward to taking your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest for the night, Bobby Allison. Not only is Bobby one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a remote viewer, and she's able to connect with master guides through automatic writing. Bobby comes from a long line of psychic mediums in her family and connects with spirits, guides, and angels. She's been featured on the radio and on television, and we're so, so happy to have her back with us tonight. So, hey, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
Of course. I'm good. I'm so happy that you're my second guest on my second show, because we actually know each other. you and I go way back. We're Long Island people,
yes.
You know?
Yes, we are.
So Bobby, we have some time to chat. And I actually wanted to ask you, this is like on a personal level, I wanted to ask you something because I had like the most crazy experience recently, and I want to know if this happened to you. So without going into too much detail, the other night I was, I had a friend or two over, just because, you know, nothing to do. So we were just at my apartment having some wine. And I had sort of a, you know, when you're sitting around, you get like a spontaneous visit from somebody, right?
Right.
You know, on the other side, I mean, which I know we've all had happen. But this particular person hadn't passed yet, but I knew that they were sick. And I said to whoever was there, I said, you know, I think so-and-so might pass, you know, soon. I'm not sure. I don't really, you know, we don't like to predict that, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, what the hell else would they be doing in my living room? Their soul was kind of between worlds, it felt like. And I actually found out that this person passed right after that. So, you know, I was wondering because, you know, we're all about evidence here at the Forever Family Foundation and evidential events happening. Have you ever had anything happen like that where someone came to you before they actually passed?
Well, I had that two times when I was sitting around a table with a bunch of friends and the spirit came through and they were like, no, but they're still living. And then the girl went upstairs to use the ladies' room. When she came back down, she was crying and she said that she got a text that so-and-so had passed. So I don't know if
goodness.
They passed first or if they passed, you know,
right before.
So
right.
I feel that, you know, I feel like that could have been that situation there. But also when they have like, you know, they're getting ready to pass, you know, that they their guides take them out so they don't feel the pain at the end. So they
right.
can come to people, talk to people, navigate to where they're going and who they want to know that they're passed or whatnot. So maybe that was
right,
why
right,
they
right.
wanted to kind of go and tell them that they were gone or leaving or whatever. But
right.
sort of, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's,
and you
that's
know, people that have dementia, Sundown syndrome, or
right.
You
know, I was just going to say that. This
they,
is,
it's
kind of you know, it was a little surprising to me because I did know the person who passed, and it's you know someone who's a family member of someone that I'm very close to. So I wasn't surprised that they came to visit, but you know, it's hard to kind of read yourself. So I was a little like, oh my god. But
well,
I think is interesting.
Well, another beacon of light.
Right, exactly. They, they, you know, they knew that I would hear. But I was thinking about, it's funny you brought up the dementia and Alzheimer's thing, because that's another thing that I learned very early on during readings. Like, I would just be sitting there doing a reading, and, you know, you come through with all the information, the person's name, their occupation, all this
yeah.
stuff. And then they would say, well, you know, they're still alive. And then I was like, well, what am I cracking up? Like, what's happening here? Like, how am I getting all this? But this person's
yeah.
telling this. And each time they'd always say, oh, well, you know, they're in a nursing home and they have advanced stage, you know, dementia,
yeah.
Alzheimer's, and they really,
yeah,
you know, when you see them, they don't know. Yeah, so I do think that the soul, like you said, people will come to sort of carry them to the other side before their body, you know, passes to alleviate the pain, or so they don't have to really have that experience so much. But I think, I mean, for me, I'm sure for everyone listening, it's a very comforting thought to know that when someone's passing, they might not be responsive or they're, you know, they seem like they're asleep or they're not really physically there. They're still there in spirit. They're just not in the body. They can come visit people who can see them. And you know what I mean? So I was eager to ask another medium if that's ever happened, because it's actually the first time this ever happened to me where somebody
yeah.
came to visit in the, I'm assuming, the dying process.
The human mind, I think, would stop you. If you weren't kind of open to it, I think the human mind would stop you from seeing that person, because I'm sure a lot of people get this in a lot of mediums, but not necessarily talk about it, because that's not something we're open to seeing, is up and coming death. So
right,
I think
right.
maybe, yeah, I think if you're, it's kind of like, okay, here I am, and you have no choice, like, oh my goodness, like, what is going on here? And then
right.
you're like just shocked by it. That's a little different. But to say, like, people will say to me, can you tell me when this person's going to pass? And I'll be like, hell no. No,
right.
I don't
right.
tune into that. That's for God to know. Or
right.
whomever, the spirit. But I
right.
just feel like, yeah, with the Alzheimer's patients and all that, they talked to me. I actually got, I had a client that, or my friend's actually, her best friend's mom was in a nursing home, and she had Alzheimer's. She was atrophied. She couldn't speak, but they felt like something was agitating her, and they didn't know what was wrong. So they brought me in, and I read her for a good hour, and that was the first experience with that. So I do know that the spirit does take over while they're still living. And
they
could kind of maneuver anybody and see a beacon of light, even if their physical body is still there, they can come and visit and say, okay, I'm leaving, or I'm having trouble in this area. Get me off of that medication. So I've had that experience, and it was quite unique.
I and very helpful to the family, I would imagine, and comforting.
Oh, my God, it was so good. It was so good,
and
because she was, like, getting
very evidential,
having crazy dreams. It was a unique experience. I loved it.
Right. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, too, actually, I guess this isn't quite the same thing as someone sort of visiting as they're transitioning, but I know I obviously wasn't allowed. My mother was, like, a teenager at the time, but my mother, when she was younger, you know, this stuff runs in the family, obviously, so I had to get it from somewhere. And when my mother was, I don't know, maybe she was, like, 15 or 13 or something, when her grandfather passed, and she lived in Brooklyn, and her grandfather lived in Florida, and she said that she just kind of had a dream the night before he passed, of his face, like right in front of her, is just his face, and that was it. And then she woke up and she was like, oh man, something's up, and then found out, you know, later that day that he had passed. So I don't think it's very uncommon for people, you know, and that we love to kind of come visit and say, all right, you know, like, I'm still here, but I'm moving on to the next phase, or, you know, just kind of letting us know that they're okay. Because I think for most people, I mean, when, you know, immediately after someone passes, I'm sure you get this in your readings, that's the only thing that people really want to know. Did they make it okay? Are they right? Like, you know, it's like when someone's getting on the train after they leave your house and you call me when you get home. It's kind of like that feeling.
Same thing. Call me when you get home to the other side. Yep.
Right, exactly. It's like the same thing. So it does happen, but I guess it was just, I won't say alarming for me, but it was, I mean, you can't ignore that. You know what I mean?
No, that was
somebody,
pretty cool.
I think they just had to kind of surprise you.
Yeah, and say, like, oh my God, like, this person's here, and how's this happening? And they were probably getting ready to transition. But my one sister has that. She always dreams of, they come and say goodbye to her. That's her thing. They say goodbye to her in dreams, and then she found out that either passed later on after her dream or right before the dream, right after, right around it. And it's pretty cool because it's but scary at the same time, but cool that they were able to come. And my mom, my mother too, just like yours, had an experience when she lost her sister. Her sister came to her bedroom, hopped on the exercise bike, and she's like, okay, I know you're not going to be able to come because they were in different states. My aunt was in Arkansas, and she's like, okay. She says, I got to go. I just came to visit because I know that you're not going to be able to come and see me. My mother's like, what? Wait, what? And she had aneurysm, and nobody knew. So my mom got that visit because, they had, like, words before, so she needed to kind of come and solidify their relationship.
So, of course, it runs in families deep.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely. And you know, too, that sort of goes when people get dream visits, too, because it's funny you said it can be a little scary, because when I was younger, before I embraced the whole medium thing, usually if I dreamt about somebody, like, more than one night in a row, they were like, somebody was going to die connected to that person. So you do have a little bit of that, like, oh, my God. You know, if you have a history of it, when you dream with someone, you kind of psych yourself out, and you're like, oh, my God, this person's going to be okay. But I will say to everyone listening, there's a very, and I know you know this, too, because I'm sure this has happened to you 100 times, when it's an actual dream visit, whether it's predicting something or it's just someone visiting you in a dream, it's so much of a more real, like, tactile, like, you're really there. You know it's not a dream. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you have, like, a dream visit.
I explain it to people like this. A dream dissipates, and a visit feels like it happened every day yesterday. So
because
a dream is releasing your fears, but a visit is having the soul up front and center and being like, I'm here, and I'm coming to give you this information to spread it to everybody, and I love you, and I'll see you soon. So there's a big difference. People ask me that all the time,
Yeah, and I use the example, too. It's funny you say, like, you feel like it happened every day yesterday, because I know someone who dreamt of their mother right after they passed, and in the dream, their mother gave them, like, a kiss on the lips before the dream ended, and she said that for a whole year after, she could still feel her mother's lips on hers, like, as if it had just happened. And she was like, that just could not have been a dream. Like, there's no, you dream about stuff like that? Right. That's like, it was like a real, more real than any kiss you probably ever had before in the physical world.
Well, because it's in a dream state doesn't mean it's a dream, because it's a visit in a dream, in the alpha state. But the dream is when we release things that we hold on to while we're away, you know, living everyday life and that we can't release. So there's fears that are released, but then there's
right.
And it's all in those states, the alpha state and alpha beta, whatever all that is.
Whatever the hell they are.
Whatever.
Right, because when you're sleeping, you know, your sort of monkey mind is not in the way, kind of telling you this isn't real, this is it. You kind of get out of your own way.
Taking the human out of it, yep.
Exactly. So, Bobby, do you have any events or anything on Zoom or, you know, stuff like that that you might have coming up? Or
you know, I did have a couple events, but they had to be rescheduled for obvious reasons. You know, people still aren't, like, opt to maybe go into larger crowds and stuff, which is fine.
Right.
So there's been some things that I was going to be a guest at that was no longer. But I've been asked for so long now to do Zoom events and, you know, Zoom groups and things like that. So if anybody's interested that's listening, just send an email to my website, which is bobbyallison.com. And I'm going to take, like, a little vote and see, because you guys keep asking. So... if it's warranted, yeah. So look for that. My website will always be updated with the information or social media. I try to keep everything updated, but it just takes a lot of time with the social media. Right. And then, like, you know, there's algorithms and things, and you don't know who's singing it and so on.
Right. We'll have to check out your website for the figure info. All right, very cool. Well, for anyone who's just joining us, we have our guest tonight is psychic medium Bobby Allison. And like she just said, if you want to check out more of her work or keep tabs on Bobby to know what she's up to, because I happen to know you personally. I know you're always doing something, always appearing somewhere, doing readings, talks, stuff like that. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Bobby's work, she's super good and very, very busy all the time, always appearing in different places. And you do stuff also, like, I've seen you do stuff in New York, there's other places, so you're all over. Everybody wants
to meet Bobby. States.
Yeah, so if you're not in New York, you know, there's still
maybe a chance that you could,
Bobby's all over. So, you know, and again, her website's bobbyallison.com. Okay, so before we get to our phone line, everyone just remember, if you're calling in, to try to call from a landline. And if you have a question for us, you can ask us a question. Or if you wanted to connect with someone on the other side, just let us know, and Bobby will give you a mini reading, or I may step in if I, you know, when there's two mediums
together.
Yes,
you will.
they use both of our minds.
Who's better than one?
Exactly. So you may get a little bit some tag team action here tonight. Okay, so we're going to go to our first caller, which I believe is Charles from Massachusetts. Charles, are you on the line?
Hello, Joe. Hello, Bobby. I'm here.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
How are you? I'm good, thank
good.
You. So happy to hear your voices. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're happy to hear your voice, too. So, Charles, did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for Bobby and myself?
A mini reading with,
Perfect. I'll turn you over to Bobby.
Okay. Hi, Charles. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
So,
okay. So right away, when I go into your energy, are you with somebody else in the room? Do you have a, like, wife or sister or a female?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I see, like, I see lots of, like, pets around you that have passed that are coming through.
That's right.
Because they show
that's
me.
That's right.
Do you understand?
I do indeed.
Okay, good. So I feel like this is the reason why you were supposed to get the reading, because I don't know if it's two or three dogs or if there's other pets as well, but they show me the word pets and they show me how dedicated you are to these animals. I almost feel like it's like they show me like the rescue missions on Facebook, like the rescue, the or always making sure that the animals are safe or fed or make sure they have good homes. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. And we have two dogs, and we had lots of different cats and dogs together.
Did you rescue them, or did you get them, like, new?
They're all rescues.
Rescued, yeah.
They're all rescues.
Oh, yes, that's what they're telling me. And they're all here to tell you that they are around you every single day. They thank you from their soul to yours, like just such a loving energy that comes through with all the pets that have passed over. But I do feel like there's something about doing like a fundraiser or something that has to do with getting
Bobby,
the funds.
Hang on for just a second. I just want to. Bobby, can you hold on for a second? I want to put on speaker.
Sure.
Where is it, babe? Well, a second. Bobby, I'm back.
That's okay.
Bobby?
Okay, so shall I continue?
It's hard to hear.
Okay, so we're going to do it without.
Do you want me to?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
No, that's okay.
I don't know if you. Okay, so I feel like there's something about getting the money together to fund a charity event for animals or the rescue animals or something about giving the money to the rescue place so that the other, I don't know if you physically do it or if you're giving to a center for the animals. They keep thanking you on the other side for giving the funds to this rescue mission. And I feel like there's one dog in particular. I don't know if this dog was like the dog that went around to different hospitals to help children heal. I also see like a ranch, like with the horses or like a farm-like area. I don't know if that's something that's coming up or something that you've already visited to see about this rescue place where they take on multiple dogs, unless that's your house itself. I don't know. Do you understand that?
We don't have any pets right now, and we ourselves have not have planned to do any fundraising on our own.
Okay, well, there is a fundraiser that's coming. So I don't know if you're going to be heading up the fundraiser for the animal rescue. That's what they're showing me. I never edit what I get because I read about a year to a year and a half in advance. And there's something coming where you'll be involved in with this either charity or this organization that helps people to take care of these or foster these pets, these animals. And I also feel like there's a father figure that comes through and he stands behind you, puts his hand on your shoulder, and he said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. So I think there's some battle that's going on. Maybe it's within you or you're battling something. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. They're not going to go too far on the radio with it, but they just show me the dukes are up. And when they show me that, they feel like it makes you feel like you're battling something, and I feel like everything's going to turn out to be okay. You just have to go down the road of positivity and just be positive about it. You understand?
Yes. I
about 30 seconds left, Bobby.
Okay.
It makes
sense. Actually, Bobby, do you mind if I jump? Yeah, you know what? I was just going to jump in really quick, Charles. I know we Bobby talked a lot about the animal rescue, but, you know, it's kind of hard to jump in what someone else is reading. But, Charles, there's this woman on the other side that sort of feels like mom, but I'm not sure if it's your mother or mother-in-law. But she gives me mom, but like pretty strong. So is your mom on the other side, Charles?
Yes, Joe.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's mom. Very, very much around your energy right now. And Charles, I don't want to get too personal in public on air, but if they show it to me, I have to pass the message along. There seems to be your mother's watching someone here in the physical world who may be actually going through some kind of treatment for like a cancer or like a pretty serious health issue. And she keeps saying something about that, like in the coming months, this person will have more of an answer about like where they're headed or what's going on with the illness. So like, I feel like the picture becomes a little bit more clear because right now it's like they may not know like how long the treatment's going to last or how they're going to respond. So I know I'm kind of just rolling with this because we're coming to the end where we need to get to the next call. But would you know who this is, Charles?
It could be me, but it's heart.
Oh, okay.
That's what your dad was saying.
Right.
Yeah.
It may, again, not to get too personal, but if they're giving it to me the way that I get like a serious condition, it's not something that you can ignore at this point. But I'm getting more like April, May, June, like those months, you'll have a better, clearer picture of like what you're going to have to do for yourself, whether it be like a surgery or some kind of treatment or a lifestyle change. Like you'll have your answers, your mom keeps showing me. where you'll either feel better about it or you'll know, okay, this is what I have to do for myself to get better or, you know, to stay well, that kind of thing. But your mother does want you to stay on top of it, obviously, because she's your mom. She's still looking out for you.
Yes.
Okay, Chelsea, we do have to get to the next caller, but thank you so much for letting Bobby and I read for you
and
for calling in.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so next up is Marguerite from Pennsylvania. How are you, Marguerite?
I'm good, thank you. Congratulations on your new show, Joe.
Yes. So, Marguerite, did you have a question for me and Bobby, or did you want to have a mini reading?
Mini reading would be great, and it's Margaret, not Marguerite.
Oh, it's Margaret. Okay. So sorry, my friend, Margaret. Okay, so Bobby,
do
you want to tune in to Margaret and see what's going on?
Sure. Okay. I do feel like there's a lot of changes around you, and I feel like there's a veil of sadness that sits over you, and it's, your guides are saying that they're very much around you right now, and they want to help you to lift the veil of sadness. That comes with doing some really intense inner work and trying to see the positive side of life rather than the negative. I feel like there's a younger male in spirit, whether it be son, nephew, or a friend's child. I feel like somebody is trying to come through that's connected to you, but that doesn't mean that's your blood. It could be who that's connected to you, like I said, and there's a letter N, like Nicholas or Nancy or Natalie, first name or last name, and I feel like they pass pretty quickly. I do see an addiction as well around that name, and I feel like there's actually a bunch of people that step up when it comes to you, and I do feel a mother figure as well, and I feel like there's so many different things pulling your, like, pulling you from side to side, your energy, like a tug of war, to say, like, what do I start first? What do I do for myself? How do I get myself out of this situation? Do you understand what I'm saying so far?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, kind of is in which way?
Nicholas.
Kind of with the young male that's passed or with the situation with your energy?
No, was not knowing what to do since my husband.
Yeah, well, that's going to come to you because you have to believe in yourself and you have to do the meditation in order to raise your vibration. Your vibe is your tribe. So whatever you have that sits inside of you, you have to purge. You have to get a journal, sit down, light a white candle, and start releasing everything to the paper. Once you do that, you're going to feel lighter. You'll be able to be clearer. Right now, it's a lot of cobwebs. It's convoluted energy. You have lots of things going on. And I think, like, the negative side of you versus the positive is kind of trying to make you do the tug-of-war thing with your energy and not knowing how to move forward. But I do feel that there's a breakthrough in about 1 to 3 months, weeks, or from January to next March, because they showed me the 1-3. If you start doing the work now and you're really dedicated to you and having self-love, you'll be definitely in a better place. And
okay.
It also is a broken heart. So I see that's kind of like up in the right-hand corner. And I know I see things in different places, which means it might be sitting there stagnant. It's not, maybe that has to do with what the decision is that you have to make. And I see like maybe, you know, the broken heart, but broken hearts can be mended depending on how you purge the information and choose you. And there is no wrong or right. It's all about what experience you choose moving forward. And your guides are there to help you and your higher self as well. If you build a rapport with them, they'll help you to move forward. But sitting and doing nothing and staying in that well sometimes will only get worse as far as the energy. It won't help you to propel you to the top. You need to get yourself up and you need to write and you need to say, I choose me. Look in the mirror every day and say, I love you. And that will help you so much.
Okay, so I know I'm not supposed to ask, but
I'm sorry. I don't want you to ask any questions just because I have some information, too, and I want to keep it as clear from spirit as possible before you say anything. I don't mean to cut you off and be so rude. But was the question you were going to ask, can you hold on to it just for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Margaret, I have Bobby, I don't mean to cut you off either. I just wanted to make sure we got to it. I have this man coming through on the other side who feels like kind of younger to a past, and I think it might be like husband energy because he keeps talking to me, and this really goes in line with a lot of what Bobby said because he keeps saying something about like she's trying to figure out what to do, like now that she feels alone, or like what to do on her own. Or it's like kind of refiguring out what to do with your life without like your partner in crime or your teammates. Do you understand this, Margaret?
I absolutely do.
Okay. And would you know who like Arthur, Artie, I can't even think of another AR name, Aaron possibly, is that connected to you
My
or your
cousin.
Husband, past or alive?
I had a cousin named Arthur.
Who's past?
Yes.
Okay. This is just an acknowledgement that your husband is with your family on the other side, because I keep hearing like Artie, Arthur. You know, he's given me a big similarity though between himself and this and your cousin. Do you know if they passed in similar ways or something? I'm not really too sure what the similarity is, but, and I, you know, it's radio, so we kind of got to go pretty quickly here in these mini readings. But he just keeps giving me a similarity between the two of them.
No.
It's okay if you don't understand right now. Just think about it. You don't have to, you don't have to validate it right at this moment. But the point of this, you know, reading and your husband pushing through and all the information that, that Bobby got is, really to show you that you're not really alone. Like, that's the message your husband keeps giving. He keeps saying, she keeps talking like she's alone. She keeps telling people, now that I'm alone, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this alone? I can't do this alone. And he talked about selling a house, I think. So I don't know if you're trying to sell property or you don't want to do it without him, or like there's like a selling thing too he's having me talk about. And I'm getting you having and surprising yourself, honestly, because, Margaret, your husband's not showing me you as a helpless person, but he keeps saying this is like the first time in your life where you're like, don't really know fully what to do with yourself because you lost the other member of your team. But he keeps saying, like, I want her to stop thinking about it like that because I'm still around. And then he also gave me my name, so I'm Joe, Joseph. So I don't know if there's like a Joe, Joseph, even like a Joanne, Josephine, but like a Joe name. And I keep seeing this person alive, not past, that I feel like it's somehow either going to be a support for you or help you with all this. So would you know who he's talking about?
A Joe or Joseph that's alive?
Joseph. Really. Like a Joe name. It's okay if you don't understand. You might not have met this person yet, but I keep getting like that they would be helping you or support for you, whether it's a friend or if you are selling something, it could possibly be like somebody from like a real estate that like really helps you out. But please know that you don't need a medium to talk to your husband. You can ask him for help and for signs to know that he's there, and he'll give them to you. He'll give you the help. Your husband's main thing here is really he wants you to know that he's still around. And all of the things that Bobby said 100% is in line with trying to have Spirit empower you now that you have this new responsibility of being the only one on your team in the physical world. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Margaret, we have to let you go and get to the...
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to sell the house or not sell the house.
I'm going to tell you, your husband showed me you selling the house, like that it's not a question. So, not to tell you what to do or make your mind up for you, but your husband is showing me you selling that house. Like that's happening.
Well, that's where the tug of war is. And I think that's when you build up and talk to your higher self and you get to the point that you have to make that decision and there's no wrong or right. It's what you feel that you need to do moving forward to make you healthier in the mind and mend your broken heart. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay, Margaret. Well, I'm
sorry for your loss.
Even
Thank
a little
you.
Bit, yeah, and it's so not easy. But you take care of yourself, okay, Margaret?
Thank you both so much. That really helped
You're
me.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for calling in. Sorry.
Bye.
Okay, so we have our next caller, which is Tammy from Georgia. Hi, Tammy. You on the line?
Thank you.
Oh, Tammy, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Joe?
Yeah, we can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're doing good over here. So, Tammy, did you want a mini reading from Bobby, or did you have a question?
I would like a mini reading, please.
All right. I'm going to turn you over to Bobby.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm okay. You're welcome. Hanging in there. Okay, so I'm just going to tune in. To see what's going on in your energy, unless you have a specific area that you want me to go to. Because, you know, when you tune into energies, you can go anywhere. But I just feel like there's so many things going on in your energy. I just feel like there's ownership of a business. There's decisions to, I don't know if you're moving out of state, or if you just moved out of state, or if you bought something in another state, but they keep showing me this for sale sign, and they keep showing me, so that, to me, when they show me that, it's either buying, selling. I do feel like, is somebody battling anything with the lungs, like emphysema or cancer, or if somebody's coming through that pass on the lungs? So they show me breathing. They show me all my symbols for lungs. So I feel like there's a female that steps up, and she shows me her beautiful, striking eyes. And she keeps saying, I'm here for you. And I feel like there's something about the end table next to your bed that she wants to talk about. I don't know if you have her photo there, if this is your mother, an aunt, a sister, but she's very potent in the reading today. Are you there? Hello?
Did we lose Tammy?
Okay.
I think we might have lost her.
Oh, that's
okay. I think we lost Tammy, but hopefully she heard us. But now on the line, I believe we have Nick from Illinois.
Nick from Illinois, Chicago, yes.
Nick, you there?
Can
Nick
you hear me okay? Yeah, I'm here. Don't go away.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to go upstairs. I've got a bad connection down here. I'm going to move up into a better zone. Meaning reading, please?
Sure, absolutely. All right, Bob, you want to take it away?
Yes. Is this Nick or Vic with a V?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, okay. Oh, I wonder if you were getting your name before. Okay. So did you want to ask me a question or a specific subject, or you just want me to tune in and tell you what I get?
A mini reading.
Okay. So let me see what you got going on here. I'm just trying to switch out of the other lady since we lost her. I was already in hers. So I do feel like there's a couple things going on for you. They show me the number 3 over your head, which shows me either you're 1 of 3, you have 3, or there's a marked connection. I do feel there's a father figure and a grandfather figure, or just a grandfather and a great-grandfather coming through. Very strong males, very potent. I do see the boat, the docks, the fishing, the boats. There's something about the sonar on the boat and kind of giving you signs, unless it's not you or they were the fishermen. Well, they're giving to me a lot of different things, coming through very fast. And I feel like I want to talk about the B name, like Billy, like Bob, like Ben, first name or last name. Do you identify with anything that I'm saying?
B as in Victor?
B like Billy.
A B name? Okay.
No, B like Billy, Ben, Bob.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
Who is that to you?
Go ahead.
Excuse
Say
me?
Again, please.
Who is that to you, the B name, living and or deceased?
I am I'm not getting a family member with a D name in
that
there.
That doesn't have
but,
to be family member that's cross on the other side. Do you want to identify with anything with the boats and the water, fishermen? Who is that to you?
I do. Not the boats so much, but the water and the fishing.
The fishermen?
And
they show me the boat with the sonar on it, how they're messing up the sonar with their energy. So I don't know who's connected to you that's another fisherman. And I see the name Gary, Greg, a very strong G or J, first name or last name living. Who is it?
I'm not picking up on that. Sorry.
Maybe the person that's passed that's coming through is your dad or grandfather connected to any of those names?
No, I thought you said D like Victor, and that...
All right, let's just forget the names. I don't want you to miss the message. The name is just the bonus.
Okay.
So let me tell you the scenario, okay? I feel like there's
a chest
the chest area, heart, lung, something in the chest area with the male that's passed, that's watching over you, and he shows me like skipping rocks on the lake, like when you're younger. He shows me like a summer home, like the lake with the boating or the canoeing. I see like a very sacred place where the energy is abundant with lots of fun times and keep bringing in many memories. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have to know how loved you are. And I feel like there's a deep seated emotional place that you need to go to. Listen to me, how I'm talking. you need to go to release. You've been building this up for a long time. Maybe you didn't grieve properly. Maybe you didn't visit it enough. Maybe there's tears to cry. But I just feel like it's an overwhelming emotional place that you need to go to. And it's maybe like you're avoiding it because you don't want to go there. But they're saying, your guides are saying, like, you need to go there and visit that place, and it's okay to cry to release everything because it's not working for you. It's heaviness. It's sitting kind of on your lap. It's on your chest. It's not allowing you to breathe a life properly because you're not releasing it due to the passing of either the father or the grandfather. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So they're saying is you go to that and visit. You have to visit that emotion. Once you visit it, you have to release it. Don't hold on to it. It's not doing you any service by holding on to the negative. You want to take the memories, and you want to sit with the memories, the good memories, the positive ones. But all the negative, especially the ones that are connected to the passing, you need to release that and let go. It's very important because there's a lot of love there to be had. So if you keep sitting in the negative, the positive doesn't have a chance to get in. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm being quiet because I need to hear from you.
That's okay. You can be quiet. And I do feel like there's also a female figure that comes through, but she feels more contemporary to your age, like she's to your side. So when I see somebody's contemporary, that would be sister, cousin, wife, fiance, girlfriend, somebody that's past, that's on the other side, that's connected to your age, round about your age. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Kathy?
Not completely, no.
That's okay. I'm going to keep going. Kathy, Karen, Kelly, C or K, first name or last name, past. It doesn't have to be your blood relative. This could be somebody that is connected to someone that you're friends with or a coworker. And they're coming through, and they see you, the beacon of light, and this message has to come through. I don't control who comes through. The other side does. So it's kind of like that. And I feel like there's also the grandmother, and the grandmother that comes through has the child that never made it here, either through elective termination, miscarriage, or stillborn. There's the soul that never made it. I'm not sure if that's directly connected for you or if it's connected for a female that's in your life, and that child is with the grandmother. The grandmother, for me, when I read, always comes through with that, and it's like a persistence with this man to tell you he's persisting. Like, you have to let the negative go because he's trying to come to you more and more and more, and he's not able to because that shield of negative or the sadness is just so heavy, it's hard for him to get through. So it's your job to make sure that he can get through to you by giving you signs. There's a bluebird. He's not the bluebird.
About 30 seconds left, Bobby.
Yep. There's the bluebird that he sends as a sign. He's not the bluebird. It's what he sends. And he talked about flying the kite. I don't know what that means. I never edit anything, but keep that in your mind. Maybe that's something that he's going to show you, and you're going to know that that's him. Joe, if you have anything to add, go ahead.
Nope. I think we actually have to wrap this one up to get to our next caller. But thank you so much, Nick, for calling in. And
thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
This helped a little bit, these messages. Okay,
yes,
we are going to move on to our next caller, who is, I believe, Lori. Lori, are you there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lori.
Hi,
how
Lori.
Are you?
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Did you want to have a mini reading, Lori, or did you have a question for us?
Well, I wanted to have a mini reading. I was hoping to hear from someone.
Okay. Well, we will tune in and see what we get.
Do you want to go first?
Okay.
Yeah, you want me to go?
You know what? I could actually jump in real quick, and then we'll see who we'll compare notes. So, Lori, on the other side, I kind of feel like I might have two people coming through at the same time. But I do get much younger energy on the other side. So I don't know if you would have lost like a child of your own or if there's like a much younger person in your family who passed, but I am getting much, much younger energy on the other side.
Yes. Yes, you are
okay.
correct.
Is that a son of yours or would you understand that?
My daughter.
Oh, it's daughter. Okay, yeah, I wasn't, you know, sometimes if I don't connect directly with the person right off the bat, I don't know the gender, I just get, like, younger. So that would be your daughter on the other side. But I do see her coming through with, actually, this man over there who feels very much like a grandfather, but I'm not sure right now until I get more information if it would be, like, grandfather to your daughter or to you. But he has, like, that very much older paternal energy. Now, Gloria, I've got to ask you, sometimes they show us medium stuff and we have no freaking clue what we're even supposed to say about it. Your daughter right. keeps showing me, like, the color orange or, like, orange things. Like, first I thought I saw, like, a carrot, and then she showed me, like I don't know, like the color orange, and then I don't know if someone has red hair or something. Or I don't know what orange is. I have no clue what I'm supposed to say to you about that.
Well, I was trying to decide what the symbol should be when I see it. I'll know it's her, and well, it was. I was trying to decide on the color of the butterfly, and orange was one of them.
Aww. Oh, I might take that then, because I'm like, why is she showing me all this like orange thing?
Yeah, that's definitely so, it.
Yeah, so
that might be.
This is probably your daughter's way, because you know it wasn't one specific thing. I knew it was just the color orange. So please know if you also start seeing like other orange stuff, because you know it's a collaborative effort with them on the other side, so they may also know that you're right. deliberating about what color, and your daughter may go, you know what, I like orange, so even though my mother picked purple, I'm gonna send her orange stuff. So please pay attention to like anything that really catches your eye. If you see like 10 orange butterflies in a day or orange cars, just keep that in mind. But your daughter comes through pretty strong, so I think you'll know it's her, like you won't be able to miss it. Also, your daughter keeps showing me handwriting. Like, she just keeps showing me, like, script almost. So I don't know if you have something, like, that your daughter would have, like, written or possibly even, like, drew. And
I was just reading today some of her stuff.
Like today, letters or, like, diary, like, stuff like that?
Yeah, like, yes, like letters. Perfect. And stuff, handwritten.
Your daughter told me that there was a message in there that you read that you needed to hear. Either it was something about her family or about her. Like, it almost feels like she wrote it, obviously she wrote it before she passed, but now reading it at this time with her on the other side, you're like, oh my goodness, like, I really needed to hear that message from her today. So I don't know if that moment happened or if you need to go back and look at what you already read today, but she keeps saying there's a message in there for you. That's why you ended up reading it.
No, I haven't come across anything like that yet.
That's okay. Yeah. Just keep it there because it might be something that's like a subtle thing that you don't realize or she
right.
hasn't sort of made like the synchronicity happen yet, but I am getting that. Now, also, would you know who... I hate to be so general, but like the H name is, if there's like Haley or Hallie,
yes.
or possibly even like, who's that?
Hanny.
And no, like H, like
Hanny.
Like H as in like, oh, it's H-A-N-Y.
Yeah, it's a man's name. H-A-N-Y.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Is that, that's your
daughter? That's her name.
That's oh, my
said,
goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so
no,
sorry.
My daughter's, no.
Oh.
No, that's a friend of hers that she was dating.
Oh, her friend.
His name.
Gotcha.
Yeah. His,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Begins with an
Please.
H, yes.
Gotcha. Please
awesome.
Know that he is, your daughter's just hanging out with this guy, just watching him. She did say something about him not being close anymore, so I don't know if he moved away after your daughter passed or if you haven't really spoken to him, but she showed me him sort of like at a distance. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
They were broken up.
Gotcha. Now, your daughter also, and then I'm going to let Bobby chime in if she has anything
mm-hmm.
else in a second, but your daughter keeps showing me a box of Christmas ornaments as if I'm supposed to say, like, I know it's not around the time of Christmas at all, but it's like holiday ornaments that she's showing me. So I don't know if you were just looking at those two or if you have an ornament that, like, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of, like, something that you would make, like, customized, like a Build-A-Bear, like at a Disney store or something. Or do you know what that is?
Not exactly. She had a bunch of boxes full of Christmas stuff. So
you got to look through them because it feels like there's like a very personal one to her, like that you would want to hang it on your own tree. Or you'll see. Just go
okay.
through that whenever you have a chance. Okay, Bobby, did you have anything
All right.
else?
Yes, I want to say two things. One thing is she's perfectly fine. She hears everything that you're asking. and she's okay. And I feel like the orange was beautiful, but I felt like to integrate both the colors, because I see the black or the purple, dark purple, and orange in the butterfly. But I also feel like someone's getting a tattoo with either her handwriting plus the butterfly, that she's free now. I don't know who. I don't know if it's the boyfriend or a girlfriend or whomever, but I do feel like there's a tattoo coming from some design somebody makes from it. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay, it'll come. It'll
Bobby,
happen.
She, the last time that I talked to her was on the 18th, and I discovered her days later. But I saw in my mind's eye a number that I'm trying to put on her gravestone. And I saw it's like she keeps showing me that number, and I think it's correct. Can you, do you have any idea what day that
she's
on?
The only thing I'm saying, okay, the last time we talked, I see the number 7, but I also feel like when Joe said the ornaments and stuff, I felt like it was a reference to the number 12. So I don't know what that means, if it's her favorite month or if it's the birth month or if it's the 12th of any month or July was her in some way. Do you understand that?
No, she kept showing me the number 19. I believe it's the 19th that she passed away.
I didn't see that. But what does number 7 mean to her, or the 12th of any month or the 12th month? Or is that connected to you?
No. Well, the 12th is my birthday, December.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now the 7th.
The month of December, yeah. But I don't know what the 7 is.
July, the 7th of a month. Has it been 7 months, 7 years, 7 weeks? It'll come to you. I think
it's just been a couple of...
right now. Dad?
Yeah, it's just been a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
That she passed.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry for your loss, but... That's why you're not going to understand every little thing just yet. Hopefully you're taping this, and everything Joe said, it'll make sense. So when he said the ornaments, I saw the number 12. That's what she was trying to say. Okay, so the 19 obviously is when she passed. I don't know. I guess you would put the date on the headstone or whatever you're putting it on. That's normally what people do, I think. And but the butterfly, are you putting the butterfly on the headstone too?
I was thinking about it, yes.
Yeah,
but I have a gardenia bush of hers, and that I brought home, and it's got buds all over it. And I told my son, the first butterfly that lands on the bush, that'll be the color butterfly, because I was going back and forth in my mind: should it be like black and yellow, or should it be orange? And I said to him, I said, it's the first bud that opens. On the first flower, whatever color butterfly will be her sign for me. Yes, and then I'll know.
Well, then you have to wait for that to happen, but I just feel like integrating the two colors. That's what I feel.
Okay.
She shows me a lot of faces around your face.
She what?
She shows me butterfly kisses all around your face. She's all around your face saying, thank you so much.
She's okay now, though.
She's fine.
Absolutely. Your daughter comes through so strong. There's no way that she couldn't be anything but okay the way that she comes through. And Lori, I also, because we do have to go and end the show in just a few moments, but Lori, this may not have happened yet because it's so fresh, the situation, but your daughter also keeps showing me like ticket stubs to a concert. And I keep seeing them, like, arranged in a certain way. So I don't know if your daughter, when she was, like, a teenager, kept, like, ticket stubs and then put them on, like, a poster board or something, or, like, kept them in, like, a book. Like, you could, like, flip through them and look, like, on this date, and there's pictures. But it's almost like a record of like, concerts or something she keeps showing me. And I'm assuming it has something to do with her. But just please keep that there, because if it's something she didn't make, it might have been, like, a best friend or something like that.
It's almost like a flower. They put it in a flower shape. You're right, Joe. I can see it.
Yeah, like a ring. So it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be something. So, Lori, we do have to
let
you go.
I'll look for that.
Yes, please do. But, you know, we do have to let you go, and I hope this helped a little bit. We know that you are going through so much right now. Yeah, so sorry.
Thank
you. And you take care of yourself, okay, Lori?
Oh, and Bobby, my daughter and I came up there to with you up in New York when you did the Wisdom of Light up there. Yes, with Kim.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, we were there, and we bought the purple hat that said love on them. I just wanted to say that really quickly.
From Angel Bill. Okay. Oh, well, thank you for supporting us.
Nice.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Absolutely. Yeah, when her son died. Yes. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. God bless both of you.
Thank you. God bless
you too.
Thank you.
All right, well, we are out of time, my friend, but I would like to thank our guest, Bobby Allison, for joining us this evening. And, Bobby, if our listeners would like to find out more information about your work or they want to schedule a reading, they could just reach you on your website, right, BobbyAllison.com?
Go through BobbyAllison.com and fill up the contact page, and it'll go to my assistant, and he will reach back out to them.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I do appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
And,
thank you, Beth.
Oh, of course. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member for free. And you can check out our webinar schedule, our amazing events that we host. And, of course, enter raffles and things like that. And, you know, please do tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out some of my work, you can find me at Joe Peretta, that's 2Rs1T.com. And be sure to add me on Facebook and Instagram so I can post and you can stay updated on what I'm up to. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening, and always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.